Homeowners impacted by defective concrete blocks will hold a protest outside Leinster House today. They say that the redress scheme to deal with the issue is not moving fast enough, and the help they were promised has either fallen through, been delayed, denied, or lost in bureaucracy. Let's speak now with Nicola Byrne, who purchased a home in County Mayo in 2021 and found that it was built with defective concrete blocks. Nicola has three children, all with complex needs. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you for taking the time to hear my story.
Tell us what it has been like living in a home with defective concrete blocks and how that has impacted on you and your family.
Well, look, what happened to us was a story like me. It started off, we bought what we thought was our forever dream home, but it turned out to be the start of a nightmare, really, you know. From when we bought a house in 2021, we slowly started to realise that something just wasn't right. So the reality of living in a failing home is, you know, it's not just cracks what people see on the telly. You know, it's mould, it's damp, chronic condensation, children and adults constantly sick, electrical faults, appliances blown, heat and tripping, just dangerous conditions. But what we didn't really see the side of it was rodent infestation, you know, caused by the failing structure, and they're just their ability to just easily get in, and that's the nightmare that happened.
You've been dealing with that, have you? A rodent infestation caused by defective blocks, because that creates gaps and holes where mice and rats can get into your home.
You know, it's there with a small bucket with a hole in it, trying to get the water out of a filling chip. That's what it feels like, because myself and my husband worked tirelessly to try and, you know, block up gaps as soon as they come in. But you can just see, like, where they literally burrow through. Our walls are like butter, you know. So the issue we had a month ago was we all get the odd mouse here and there, especially when we live in the country. But this was a very quick infestation. So we woke up with the nightmare that was, you know, you always feel your bed is safe, even if you have them. Well, we woke up with droppings on our bed. Like, we had to flee our home because they were everywhere. And while it took 2 weeks to catch them all, in those 2 weeks, it was like our entire home. Every square inch of it was covered in rodent droppings. It was a very, very dangerous situation, you know.
And you have three children who have complex needs as well. So living in a home like that is very difficult for them.
Well, it's very hard, because obviously I'm, like many people with children with underlying conditions, you're an advocate for them, you know. It's up to me to provide them a safe home. And when I bought this dream home in 2021, that's what I thought I was doing. But unfortunately, I feel like I've put them in this nightmare situation. And we had to flee the house. There was no help from the government. We had to flee our home and stay in a granny flat that my parents are in that also has pyrite that needs to be demolished. But at least for now, you know, it was rodent free. So all seven of us cramped into the granny flat, you know, all complex needs. It was a very, very tight, harsh situation. And then my daughter, on top of that, trying to isolate with flu A, you know, when my dad has COPD. I had no help from anyone, only closed doors and empty promises.
And have you been given approval to have your home rebuilt as part of the government's redress scheme?
Well, Justin, when we first heard about the that we had defective blocks, we were very disillusioned. You know, I suppose we, for survival reasons, we had to think of the positive. So we thought, look, like many, well, look, you know, there's money there. The government will give you a new home, you know, for this crisis. But that's not the case, because if you buy your home after 2020, you're excluded from the scheme. Now, I have a very strong sense of justice, and I was not taking that line down. So I had to prove, I had to fight my case and to prove that I wasn't a vulture fund buying a cheap house with cash in order to avail of, you know, of this grant. So I had to prove, I had to provide, you know, extensive property folio to prove that not only did I buy above market value, but that I also, you know, sought the expertise of an engineer to check this house inside and out. You know, I didn't blindly buy it. I was aware that there were some defective block issues throughout Ireland. You know, it's not just Donegal and Mayo. It's over 20 counties that have recognised defective blocks now, you know. And he said, superficial, you know, nothing to worry about. Because, like, I mean, you can't, you know, it's upwards of 3,000 to test a house. You can't test every house you see.
And what is the status of it now? I mean, have you been given approval to have it rebuilt?
So after it took 5 months, a five month wait, and I followed up religiously. I had TDs get involved and check up on my case. I have supporting letters from my children's medical team stating this is not okay, that it needs to be expedited, that it's not safe conditions for my kids. Like, I need adapted bathrooms and all, but I can't put that money into a house that needs to be knocked in a year and a half's time. But what came back was, you know, bittersweet, the usual stuff that you're met with when you're on this journey. Yeah, look, we feel you did buy in good faith. You can apply for the scheme. However, we know in that property when we bought the house already, there wasn't planning granted for a converted attic. So, and that's actually my children's, their cardiologist has, you know, a routine that they need to adhere to, you know, because they do have...
You need that space.
We need that space, and it's a sensory room, and we're full-time carers who work for home. So that's what we do. But they have said to us, unless we pay for planning retention, which is going to take up to 3 months plus up thousands, we won't be able to apply for the scheme. So that's another hurdle in our way.
All right. And you're protesting today outside Leinster House. You're looking for greater action on the part of the government. I just want to say the Department of Housing has said that it is making sure that the scheme is designed and delivered in a manner which meets the real needs of homeowners in an efficient and an effective manner. But it said that this takes time, and it is satisfied that the appropriate balance has been struck between delivering quickly and correctly. Nicola, I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Nicola Byrne, a member of the 100% Redress and a homeowner in County Mayo. It is 7:24.